Hey moms, welcome back to Maintaining the Meat in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana, and I am just getting back for spring break. I had a 10-day hiatus from work, and it was amazing. I didn't go anywhere out of town or anything. I just really just took that time off to refocus and rejuvenate and just take some me time. I was so tired, just my brain was really fried. And the good thing, my mother-in-law actually got the girls, so it was just me, my husband, and my son here. But we just like went to the movies, like just local stuff, just waking up, late, not having to get up in the morning. I did not go to the gym. I think I might have went to the gym like one time last week, like an early morning cardio or something. And then I decided that I didn't even want to do that during my break. Working out, I was not thinking about what I was eating or what time of the day I decided to have an alcoholic beverage. I just really wanted to take that time to reset and refocus so I can be back ready and back at it. So I didn't do a podcast last week and I thought about it, but I was like, no, I'm just gonna really take this time to refocus. And I intentionally didn't want to do anything that was remotely work related. I think that I get too caught up working and just using like my free time, being creative and thinking of ideas. And I was like, I really just need to take a break from even thinking about being creative or having like another idea. I just needed to not do anything. And so that's pretty much what I did. It was nothing. I didn't do anything like work related or just like going to dinner, going to lunch, going to eat out, stuff like that. Nothing like spectacular. I've thought about going out of town. We had tried to plan a trip, but my son ended up having to work. We were going to go visit him. He has a new place and just moved out and has his own place and everything. So we were going to go check him out, but then he ended up having to work. So we didn't go there. But it ended up being a good thing because I was just like, going out of town is such a project in itself. It's just, last minute Target runs, trying to make sure everybody has sunscreen, everybody has bathing suits that fit. It's last minute this, you have enough shorts, enough t-shirts. It ends up being for the moms, it ends up being a trip on top of a trip. It's just overwhelming. So I was like, I did not want to really have to deal with packing and unpacking and unwinding. I didn't want to do that. I'm just like, I just want to be in my own house and wake up when I want to, cook breakfast or go to breakfast or do whatever I want. So that's what I did. But I have a couple changes in my life. I was managing the salon. I know you guys knew that. And so I'm not managing the salon anymore. I'm just doing the microblading there. So I won't be a part of the salon administration anymore. And so that was one thing that I took off of my plate because I've been trying to redirect everything over to what my goal is, which is with the counseling and with life coaching and just trying to get my whole life alignment with my future goals. And so just taking off things that are not going towards my future and just transitioning into that. And so this will be my first week where I have like kind of a new schedule and I have a little less on my to-do list so I can have a little more time to work towards like the podcast and getting the website done. And so I'm just like refocusing. And so last week was like a really good time for me to just like start all over again with just resetting, and I wasn't like cleaning all week and doing all that stuff. So I hit the ground running yesterday though. Went back to work, and so now I'm doing the podcast. And so just a little recap of my week. So I hope you guys enjoyed your spring breaks. I'm sure everybody's spring break is pretty much done now that Easter's over. Everybody enjoyed their holiday. If you went to spring break or you enjoyed your time, that's awesome. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about trusting the process of your love life. I know that trusting the process is like a big thing everyone's talking about now. Just trusting the process, it's your journey, and usually it's pretty work related. I've seen most of the time the conversation around trusting the process is always like trusting the process of your job or your career or, not getting discouraged. But I think it's also important to be mindful that you need to trust the process in your love journey or even if you're not in a relationship. It's like you still, if you know that you do, your end goal is to be married and have a family, and that's like what your goal is in your romantic life, then you still have to trust the process of your love story, even if you're not in a committed relationship yet. Or if you already are married and your relationship is hitting like a dry spell, or you're not getting along that much, or maybe you're even separated or thinking about getting divorced. It's like there is no end all be all. Like you can turn, anything can be turned around. It may take a month, it may take a year, it may take a couple of years, but you can't count yourself out in your love story because it belongs to you. And so a lot of times, trusting yourself and trusting the process of the love story can be, even if you are in a relationship that may be, just stale and dry and over with, and you're just there because you're pretty much settling. And especially for Black women, it's really difficult with all the statistics going out, like, oh, 50% of marriages don't work, and it's really hard. Black women are like an endangered species almost, where we are the last to get picked. And oh, if you're over 30, then you're getting old, and no one wants to have babies with you, or you're 40 and you don't have kids yet, and oh my God, it's like a frenzy of fear that causes people to either want to stay stuck in where they're at, even though they're completely miserable, or they want to just latch on to anyone that like looks in their direction, So I really wanted to just unpack some things, just a couple of little tips on trusting the process of your love story, and just giving a little couple tips on how you can do that. So I did write notes because, guys, I can just get really carried away and go on a tangent. So I'm trying to keep myself focused. So I do have a list of like some reasons why people do settle, and it's for several reasons. And so a couple of them I wrote down are, for one, if you already have children with a person and you're not married, sometimes, even though marriage is the end goal and they're kind of like dragging their feet, or they don't believe in marriage, or whatever the situation is why you're not married, but you have the children, it can cause sometimes, you may not be in the best spot with that person, and it may not be a future relationship that you may want to keep going with, but you may stay stuck in that place because you have children together. Or it could be you have children and you're not in a relationship with the parent, but you've met someone new, and they're accepting you and your kids. So it's kind of like, okay, well, I have to stay here because I have children. It'll be too hard for me to move on. So that's a reason why a lot of times people will settle. Or if you've been in a relationship with a person for a really long time, it's like the longevity can cause you to be just, sitting around and, unhappy. There's nothing new happening. There's no spark. It's just like, they're not compatible. You've realized that. You've both come to that conclusion. And you're just kind of, sitting around and not really exploring dating options because you have this person that's kind of just taking up space and time, but you're not really enjoying it. Or you think that the person's not really going to move forward with marriage or whatever your end goal is. So longevity is another reason why people settle. Maybe family ties. Maybe they may be a good friend of the family. They get along with everybody. You get along with their parents or their brothers and sisters. So you don't want to break your relationships with outside people, even though the person that you're in the relationship with, it may not be going so great, or you may be bored and over it or whatever. And because of the family ties, because of the mom or the cousin or the uncle or whoever you're really close to, it's like, oh, if I break up, then I'm not going to really be able to be a part of this family anymore. So that's another reason why people settle. Fear of getting older, with women, our biological clock, if you don't have children, or if you do have children, regardless, especially if you don't have children already, it's like, okay, I'm getting 30, I'm getting 35, I'm getting 40, that time starts to go by. And so a lot of women may feel desperate and like, okay, I'm running out of time. If I don't have a baby now, then what's going to happen to my body? I may not be able to have kids, or a man's not going to want to have kids with me if I'm too old, especially with this like frenzy about being younger. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I understand people want to be youthful. Like, of course, you want to look the best for your age, but I feel like people have just gotten so obsessed with looking young and being young and, you know, doing what young girls do and looking how young girls look. And it really is going against just the age of gravity. And it just, you know, I get it. Everyone wants to look good. But as you get older, you know, just do things to help yourself age more gracefully. But fear of getting older is a big reason why people settle. It's like, oh, well, there's not much more out there. You know, there's no men out there. You know, so there's so many different ways to think about it. Fear, it just really overrides good judgment. And so fear of not being able to find someone else can keep you in a relationship that you know it's pretty much a wrap. And just fear of being alone, you know, thinking that if you're not in a relationship, like you won't be happy. It won't be, you know, if I break up with this person, who's going to be the next person that I'm going to be with? Like, there may not be anyone else for me. And even though you're not happy, it's like at least you're not alone. But really, if you are in a relationship that's not good or that you're not feeling your best in, then it probably is better for you to be alone. And there's nothing wrong with being alone. It's not the same thing as being lonely. Being lonely is a state of mind. You know, being alone is just being one person in the room. You know, so you can have plenty of friends, plenty of things to do, coworkers. There's so much to do, so many different organizations. I mean, if you just want to be around people, then there's plenty of people that you can attach yourself to have a good time. You don't necessarily have to be in a miserable relationship just so that you're not alone. Because even if you're in a relationship and you're very unhappy and it's really toxic, then it's better. You're going to be feeling lonely anyway because you and your partner are not seeing eye to eye. So it can be really tense. So those are a couple of reasons why people do settle. And in these settlements, they're not trusting the process of the love story. It's like you have control over what you're doing in your life. You don't have control over what the other person is going to do. So you can't make someone marry you. You can't make someone have children with you. You can't make someone be with you. You can't make someone, you know, commit further with you, even if marriage is not the goal. Even if it's just to be in a committed relationship or living together or whatever steps that make you feel good in the relationship, if that person is not willing to do it, you can't make them. So if there is someone that's out there for you, if you're blocking yourself off by being in a miserable relationship or state of mind, it's like, okay, if you're not even married to this person yet and it doesn't look like, you know, it's even going to happen, you're really blocking yourself off for a bigger blessing for someone that is open to you or somebody is that is supposed to be with you who would want to marry you. If you're in this relationship where, you know, you basically cock blocking, you can't even date seriously or have yourself open enough to where when you're in the dating process, usually, you know, you're getting your hair done, you're getting your nails done, you're grooming yourself. When you're dating, there's a certain level of grooming that takes place, you know, where once you get into a committed relationship, sometimes it can get a little redundant. You know, you're just used to wearing your little comfortable clothes, your one pair of favorite jeans, or, you know, it's the excitement is not always still there. So you're not doing the same thing. So even if you're miserable in your relationship and you're not happy, you guys don't barely go out, you don't do anything, you're not going out of town together, there's no fun or excitement, you're probably not looking your best or you're probably not putting out the energy for someone to be attracted to you, even if you look good. You know, if you're kind of closed off because you're in this space, people are not going to be drawn to your energy because you're kind of like in the middle of something already, you know? So it's good to come to terms with wherever you're at in your relationship to where you're either committed to making it better or, you know, figuring out what it is and what's going to be next. Or if you're in like a marriage or a very committed relationship, work on getting that spark back. But you never want to be in a complacent space for a long period of time because it really just doesn't feel good. And eventually the relationship, it just gets dried out and neither you or your partner is happy. So I think that it is so important to just really take time to think about where you are in your relationship and in your love story. And not really worrying about what other people think and taking advice from people. You know, it's a very personal thing when you're thinking about your relationships and, you know, making huge decisions about marriage, because marriage is a beautiful thing, but it can also be like a huge distraction from your life. So if you are, you know, working and you have your life all figured out and you have your goals and your plan and you're working towards something, and then you enter into a relationship that turns into marriage, it can totally derail your plans, especially if you're a woman. Because if you're really honest with yourself, and I'm not saying all women, but most women, majority of women, I mean, the majority of women that I know and have talked to, you are pretty much on your man's schedule. Your life starts to center around your family. It's not the way that it was before when you had your friends and you kind of go out whenever you want and you do whatever you wanted. Once you become in a relationship and once you get married, your priorities change. If you have children, you know, if you end up getting pregnant, and you know, you're not going to have the same type of lifestyle that you had before you got married. You know, when you're single, you can just kind of get up and go and do you and do what you want to do. But once you get married, it's not like that. And not saying you can't have freedom in your marriage, you can, but things are going to change. And it can be a huge distraction depending on what your husband's lifestyle is and what he does and what his job requires of him. It can be a huge sacrifice for the woman to jump into, you know, whatever her man has going on. So just being considerate about that. And I have written down a couple of things to not do when you are, you know, on your journey and process of your love story. I mean, it's good to have friends, it's good to, you know, bounce ideas off of people. But at the end of the day, it really is up to you. You know, I know so many women that are addicted to their group chats and they got to get their girlfriend's opinions about everything and they got to find out if my best friend likes him and, you know, what my best friend thinks or what my best friend is doing in her relationship or her boo or my group chat and what they're doing. And, you know, should I do this and should I do that? And what does this mean? And all these different things. It's fine. It's cute. It's okay for, you know, every once in a while to bounce ideas off of people. Or if you feel like that person is, you know, experienced in their relationship or has a lot of experience in where you're trying to go, that's all good. But you really have to learn how to trust your own instincts. And only you, there's never going to be a time where you know absolutely everything that's going on in someone else's relationship. People will shock the hell out of you all the time. You will think every time you go to dinner, everyone's so pleasant and they're laughing. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what people are really going through in their own homes. People live in separate rooms, they live separate lives, and they get together just for the functions. Like, it's happening. So you want to make sure that you are trusting yourself, building your confidence in your own judgment and your own instincts. And if you are the person that's going from one bad relationship to the next relationship, you probably just need a break from dating, period, and just start focusing on just building yourself up. Take that class that you wanted to take, you know, finish up whatever projects you have been working on, you know, spend more time with girlfriends, just going out and just doing things that you really enjoy doing and just being out and enjoying your life, taking that break, you know. So one time, you know, I know when you have like a preference of a guy that you want that you like, or you keep running into the same type of guys, if it's always something that's dysfunctional, or you feel like people are just constantly going ghost on you, or you know, you don't really know what that is, I would really advise you to start to look within. Really start looking within. You know, maybe meeting with a life coach or a therapist or a counselor or someone that you can really bounce off that has unbiased opinion. Really, you know, you can really tell your real truth about what's going on, because even when you're talking to your friends, a lot of times you are more filtered just because, you know, they may know your partner, know your husband, you know the guy that you're dating or whatever, and you can't be as candid as you would want to be if you were talking to like a life coach or a therapist or a counselor or somebody that's outside, or even like your pastor or whoever you feel really comfortable with that has some experience that's really on the outside and is not a part of like your friend group, or you know, where it could be awkward later if you guys are back on good terms, or if you decided to start dating again, and you know, wherever it could be like weird and awkward, you know, you definitely want to make sure that is somebody that's going to give you their honest feedback, and where you're just kind of unraveling some of your own dysfunctional patterns in relationships and being able to fix it and identify it and put it back together. And so that when you are feeling more healthy and not anxious, or you know, where you are building your self-esteem back up, that you are actually ready to be approached, and that you can, you know, really use your good judgment and you're trusting yourself because you're making better decisions and you're taking care of yourself physically, mentally. And so you can really trust your own judgment, where you don't have to get verification from the group chat on, you know, whether or not this guy is the one, you know, where you can really go off of your own. And I know that it can be really difficult, especially when you have like, if you're really like entangled in with your family or your friends and they have their opinions, but you have to keep remembering that you have to trust the process of your own love story. So sometimes you may be in a long-term relationship and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere, or it may not be, you may be in a stuck place and you may not really be ready to break up. I would say don't break up with someone until you are really feeling like you want it to be over. I always tell people, it doesn't really matter what my opinion is, or your mom's opinion, or your sister, or your cousin, or your best friend, because at the end of the day, you're the one at night that is going to be on your couch alone. So if you want to still stay in, even if it seems toxic or whatever the situation, unless it's like physical abuse or mental abuse, if it's some type of an abuse, then of course you definitely want to get out of there. You know, you definitely want to seek help, seek counseling, and get out of any type of destruction, you know, where it's mental or physical, any type of abuse for sure. But if it's just like not decisive, like you just can't make a decision about it, or if it seems a little stale or whatever, you may be going through something, or you may have had, you know, he may have cheated on you or something, where if something happened in your relationship to where you're just not getting along, something may have happened. You can't go off of what other people think about you still being together or feeling judged. It's like that's where you really have to learn to trust your own instinct, because it's nothing worse than breaking up with someone that you really, really love, and for a misunderstanding, or if they cheated on you, or something that was not your bottom line. If you go off of other people's bottom lines and what they agree with or don't agree with, ultimately it's still not going to make you happy, because you're just doing it to please somebody else. Like, okay, I know that if I break up with them, then people won't be looking at me like I'm stupid, or oh, they probably think that I'm so stupid because he cheated on me and I'm taking him back or whatever. No one knows what's going on in your relationship. No one. There's no one outside of that other person that should even have the final say on whether or not your relationship is going to be over or if it's going to continue. Because you never know what can happen. And there are people, I definitely know that there are people that you do have to let go of because they have some toxic patterns that are just not going to change. But if you're going to spend forever with someone, you do have to know that there are going to be ups and downs. And ups and downs is such a general statement to where you can't even say what an up or a down is going to be to a particular person. It's what your definitions of ups and downs are. You know, so it can be an example of an up and down can be you can be going through financial strain in your relationship, you know, where one of you guys was unemployed, or one person wants to go back to school, or you're both in school and only working part time, and you don't really have the money to spend to be able to go out and do things and go on vacations or go on dates. And so it's really tight. And so that can make a strain because you're not spending a lot of time together, or you can be overworking and both of you are just not on the same schedule, so you're not really seeing each other. So there's a distance in your relationship because you guys are not really seeing each other, you know. And when you're married and you're this type of stuff is happening, it's even more stress on the relationship because you have higher expectations. And you know, so there's so many different things, ups and downs, even cheating. If someone cheats on you, or you know, or was inappropriate text messaging, or they got caught just being disrespectful, or whatever situation you're in that you consider a down. It's only you that can make the decision whether or not you want to call it quits. And sometimes you don't have to just call it quits. Sometimes you can just take a break from the situation. Everything does not have to be solved overnight. Like, most problems may take a couple of days. It could take a couple hours. It could take a couple of days. It could take months. It could take years to overcome some things. But it's like, in your heart of hearts, is it worth it? If you have children together and you're married, you really want to think about the outcome of what it's going to do to your children in your relationship. Like, you have to be almost using your foresight when you are thinking about breaking up, especially if you're married, if you're thinking about getting divorced or separated, just really taking an inventory of what the issue really is, making sure that you're not over dramatizing it, or you're not mistaking a dry spell for like it's over, you know, figuring out why it's dry, figuring out, you know, what's going on, where's the breakdown, you know, the kids sometimes can be a part of the issue. You may be spending way too much time with focusing on your kids and not enough me time with you and your boo, you know? So when the outside looking in can see that there's some turmoil in your relationship, a lot of times it could be misconstrued because they don't know your partner. They don't know you. They don't know the dynamic of how your relationship is. So what can look like turmoil to someone else, if they bring that to you, it can start to plant a seed in you to make you feel like you may be doing something wrong, or you don't want to look bad in your relationship, or want other people to view your relationship as not good. So you really have to be careful about that and who you talk to, and, you know, just really trust in your own instincts. And when you focus on what's good in your relationship, a lot of times the stuff that is wrong, or what the downtime is, it really becomes so petty on the grand scheme of things. Like, if you know that at the end of the day, you have a decent human being, you guys are growing, you are, you know, maybe both over, you know, working a bunch of hours, it's like, okay, at least you guys are both ambitious. And so you do need to just carve out some time to spend with each other so that you can show that there's an appreciation for each other. But you definitely don't want to get caught up, especially not on social media, looking at other people's Instagram accounts. I always talk about that. Looking at other people's social media and you're seeing, oh, so-and-so is going on vacations all the time and they're having a great time. Okay, well, they're very up in their relationship right now. Awesome. Don't get jealous. Don't start comparing. Don't start getting anxiety about your relationship being a failure because you see other people out there popping. It's like everybody has their thing. You don't know what's going on with them. They're just maybe having a great time. Maybe they just, you know, saved money and they are able to splurge a little bit more, or you don't know what's going on. But the main thing is just to focus on what you do have, what your relationship is about, you know, what you're able to carve out, what kind of time you're able to carve out. You know, you just don't want to get caught up in, you know, looking at other people's relationship and being in comparison with them, or what their man is doing for them. You know, it does not work like that. You guys have to really, you know, be confident in your relationship and in yourself and what's possible for you. And that's not saying, you know, don't want more or settle, you know, like, oh, well, you know, it can't always be about work. It can't always be about the kids. It can't always be that. There just has to be balance in everything, you know, and making plans. If you can't take a trip every year, try every 18 months, or it doesn't even have to be long trips. You can do staycations, find a local hotel that's like in a beach area, or, you know, wherever you live in the United States, you know, whatever place that's like a local place where you could just kind of do a staycation, where you just go out of your house and into a hotel room and make plans to just spend the weekend together away from everything without, you know, the kids. If you don't have kids, just out of what your comfort zone is, wherever it is that you guys have been being in relationship, pick a new place maybe that you've never been to and just get that time, you know. But definitely there's ups and downs in all relationships. And so you just have to trust the process. It's no different than when you are in school and you're, working towards this career and you're working a shitty job until you can get a better job. It's like it's the same type of thing. It's still a process. Your relationship is not going to be automatically off the bat, this perfect. First of all, it's never going to be perfect, but it's not going to be this bond that you see. You may see, couples that have been together for years and years. It takes so many years to get to that place with someone. You have to go through things to get to that. You do have to have some type of experiences, and it's always not going to be positive. So you're going to have some negative experience. There's going to be some growing. There's going to be some dysfunction. There's going to be some, patterns that you may not like that you may need to work on. But just trusting the process of your love story and just really giving the other person the benefit of the doubt and not being too panicky and rushing and settling. You want to feel good in your heart. I had a guest a few months ago, my friend Cassie, and she said that, it's not about a list, it's really about a feeling. And it's so true. It's like you want to be with someone that makes your heart feel good, that you feel good about, And it's not going to be that feeling is not going to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's just not. There's going to be times where they're going to piss you off, and it may not be the end of forever, but it could take a while to bounce back. But it's possible. So you really want to just ask yourself some questions about, why did you find that person attractive in the beginning? If you were getting along, what would you be doing? And then do that. Do what you would be doing if you were getting along. Focus on that. So just remember that if forever is the goal and everything does not have to be fixed overnight, that forever is the goal, so you have some time to fix it. So sometimes you do just have to take a break from your problems. So that's all that I have for today. I hope you guys got a lot out of it. And so I just really wanted to bring that topic up because I feel that with today's day and age, with like so much online dating and people running it, jumping in and out of relationships, people are just not taking the time to really sort out problems and go through problem solving. Like, you really have to learn how to problem solve. You just can't jump from relationship to relationship because a person is not doing what you want them to do at that point in time. And it's just too stressful and it feels painful because you're just going to be hopping from one person to the next, disappointment after disappointment. You have to learn how to recover from disappointments within the same relationship because it is possible. So trust yourself. Don't listen to other people if it's not in alignment with how you truly feel, and just live your best life. So thank you guys for listening. Please don't forget to leave me a review. I really want to know what you guys think, and you can hit me up on Modern Mommy 2. That's MODERNMOMMIE number 2 on Instagram. You can DM me and ask me questions and give me more topics. So thank you guys for listening and have a great week.